May 8, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Focused and Faithful. Opening prayer. Loving Lord, thank you for the power of your word that can change lives. Thank you for that power that brought me to faith in you. Please use it to continue transforming me. Read Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Jesus greater than Moses. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. Reflect. In what ways have you considered emulating Christ as your leader and guide in your heavenward journey? Many of the characters we meet in the Bible, who are called by God to be leaders of the faith, bear comparison with some aspects of Jesus Christ. Today's passage presents such a comparison between Jesus and Moses. The starting note of a heavenly calling itself indicates a worthy and lofty destination. Moses was given just such a destination in the Promised Land, where he was to lead God's people. Both Moses and Jesus were faithful to God's call. However, the passage seeks to establish that Christ is greater than Moses, who was a servant, whereas Jesus is God's Son, a high priest and apostle. Jesus is worthy of greater glory. The writer concludes this argument with a startling note. God's house, which is the lofty destination, is not just something we look forward to after our death. Indeed, we ourselves are God's house, but only if we hold on with confidence and hope. Apply. What does being part of God's house mean to you? How does this idea support and encourage your faith? Closing prayer. Lord, when I am tempted to waver, remind me of your faithfulness to me and help me hold fast to the hope that is mine in you.